Simon & Schuster Australia presents Eat, Sleep, Play, Love, written and narrated by Dr. Priya Alexander. A note to listeners. The information in this book is for general purposes only and not intended to be a substitute for a consultation with a qualified health professional. Although every effort has been made to ensure that the contents are accurate, it must not be treated as a substitute for qualified medical advice. Every circumstance is different and unique. Hence, personalised medical advice should always be sought. Neither the author nor the publisher can be held responsible for any loss or claim arising out of the use or misuse of the suggestions made or the failure to take advice. Dedication. To all the parents who have been in the trenches, the ones I've seen in the consulting room over the years and the ones still to come. Preface. When we embark on the journey of parenthood, for many of us, our minds jump to certain images. The newborn wrapped in a swaddle, snugly tucked into our arms. The baby sleeping in the bassinet you deliberated over, in the nursery you decorated. You envision the small infant who smells glorious in all the images passing through your mind. It's likely that you're not holding your growing belly, or your partner's, or your surrogate's, envisioning the skincare regime you'll adopt for your infant, or how you will manage the vaginal bleeding, known as lochia, after childbirth. Yes, there is vaginal bleeding postpartum, but breathe, we will get there. There's a great deal to navigate when you become a parent. From the moment you decide you want to embark on this mammoth journey, I envision Frodo and Samwise on their trip to Mordor, to the moment you start introducing solids to your infant. You're faced with a whole heap of decisions and choices every single day. Personally, I feel we're not prepared enough for that element of parenthood. When my husband William, Will, Willie or Wilbur for all further discussions in this book, and I decided we would try for a baby, we had no idea of what that really meant, and that's despite us being two doctors. By no idea, I mean we didn't realise the anxiety that would come with trying to conceive, early pregnancy and parenthood generally. We didn't anticipate the constant worry of, are they okay? Have they eaten enough, slept enough, pooed enough, weed enough? We hadn't appreciated that what we put on our baby's skin at bath time or how tightly we wrap the swaddle around their thighs could cause overthinking and rumination. Nothing prepared us for that stuff, the other stuff, the stuff that is the essence of parenthood. Parenthood is filled with glorious, wonderful moments, as well as a decent dose of tumultuous, uncertain ones. It's the ultimate paradox. When I became a mother 6 years ago, I pondered why no one had told me about the reality.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?